Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 29th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about an import ban on various commodities.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can join us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
The S-64 is still on. What we've done is to give people some period of grace to say we will allow those who had initiated export procedures before the SI was announced. We'll allow goods to come in, but effective from 1st of July, we won't allow those goods to come in unless one can produce a license. We are not banning any products. The products listed are not being banned, but we are only saying that these are products that we believe we are now producing in sufficient quantities to fill, to meet demand. And if the demand goes down for whatever reason, we will allow those who are capable of importing to do so, but we will give them a license before doing so. So we believe that this is a move to support our local industrialists who are coming really from a bad patch where we had really suffered through the time of the 10 or 15 years in the past, where we had the hyperinflation, where we had also limitations in terms of getting funding for retooling, re-equipping, and recapitalizing. And we believe our industrialists need a little help for a short period for them to get to their feet and be able to face competition going forward.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about an import ban on goods like furniture, baked beans, potato crisps, cereals, bottled water, mayonnaise, salad cream, peanut butter, jams, mahewu, canned fruits, and several others.
Zimbabwe's Industry Minister Mike Bima says the government is not going back on its proposed import ban on some of the commodities as it wants to boost production in local industries.
Proponents of statutory instrument 64 of 216, which was suspended last week following public protests at the Beitbridge Border Post after it was effected, say it is likely to boost local industries.
And so tonight we want to hear from you, the listeners, on this issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number, once again, 001-202-619-2077.
And you must note that we are live streaming on Facebook, so join us right now so that we can discuss this issue. Yabambe Zulugandaba, Lingal Chonajan, Labelkona, Kunapoke, Makaya. Tinapolo Chonga, Sponazan Spirit. Chonga?
Ah, yeah, Pilam Foot.
Yeah, we'll take a cool foot.
I lam sa siakuluma lo. Is into the banyu.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uzabile. Okulubileo kutwa isilapa lapa.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Patu chaile.
Asi wanzi kwa chanruta.
Naga kuhu.
Nukuti idambu zikura bata wanu waka wanda. Vajinji wangu watuta wakuti warukura ramanenya edzu kutu wanu enda kunzegwe nyika votenga. Nisho wanu zewa chitengisa munyika. Ama kwa nise kuzoti watenge shuruga zikwa munyika. Wachiso chitengisiro umwe munu. Nukuti mtengu wachu nengu watu kwire. Ndakuba tapa urbo shitaura.
Naga kuhu. Ye kutu sucha ile siviri wachawuzwayo. Impatle Chieneu, Kunangale, South Africa, Botswana, Kumbinga Pingapi, Lapas Kuruma, Impatle Chieneu, Enjang, cereals, was a wukako, was a well, even Lama potato crisps, Kanye, Lama to frame, into Zjalo. So, Swinus on a band, Lamtu Batin. Yeah.
Ongu, Nastru Kurkura, Nyerkuta, Organa Gibbs, Irum Dari Reguti, Mutemo, Urumend, Statutory Instrument 64. Urukuti iwo atichabvumidzi kuti zvinhu zvakaita sezvigadzirwa baked beans, mapotato crisps, maporridge atinoti macereals, mvura yemumabhodhoro kana bottled water, mayonnaise, salad cream, dovi, jamu ratoisa pachingwa iri, nemahewu, nezvimwe zvakaita se mafruits kana kuti michero iri mumagaba Aiwaka, anzi zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuwanikwa zvirugadzirwa munyika. Tengai zvirugadzirwa munyika, madoor frame. Tanzwa pane imwe hurukuru yataita yaitwa na Blessing achitaura na Minister Bima. Vachitaura kuti vanhu vari kuti tirikuvarambidza kuti vapinze chikafu chekudya. Vanhu vanodya here mabhara? Vanodya here madoor frame? Saka anzi tengai zviri munyika. Madoor frame mumhanya kumpedza nhamo munosangana nawo. Kana mada jemu mukayambuka pamakambani ari pamhiri pekarwizi mukwisi pane makambani akawanda anogadzira jemu nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka ndofungwa dzatodanzwa kuti vanhu vanotsigira here kana kuti vanoti kwete kunyaya iyoyo.
Kumbe sokumele sitingotsika mutanda lapa sizvo kuti vatini lapa.
Kuti vanoti
chii. Yeah. So right now we are joined by two guests and one of them is Mr. Thabang Nare who is a social commentator and board member of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mr. Nare, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Keith, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you very much. And we also have Mr. Stendrick Zorwadza, who is the chairperson of the National Vendors Union Zimbabwe. Mr. Zorwadza, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Good evening, viewers.
Thank you so much, Chonga. You can
ndotanga hangu nemiva zvorwadza kuti inyaya haisi itsva yatiri kukurukura nezvayo. Inyaya yagara ichimbobatwa, ichisendekwa munyika, ichibatwa, ichisendekwa. Tichiri kurangarira kuti muna 2013 pakambotorwa zvakare danho irori rekuti aiwa zvigadzirwa zvekunze ngazvimire kupinda munyika. Asi nguva yangoti darike mwedzi muviri mitatu takanzwa zvakare kuti aiwa zvakubvumidzwa kupinda munyika. Danho iro radzoka zvakare. Munoti ine danho iri?
Dano iri idano riri kuitwa vanhu vasina kunyatso isa pfungwa pazviri. Mukaona mafambiro anoita nyika. Nyika inofamba nemitemo, nyika inofamba maringe nekuti zvinhu zviri kuwanika munyika zviri kugutsa here vanhu varimo. Tikatarisa mufananidzo yezvinhu zvatinogadzira muno. Production capacity yedu haisi kukwanisa kuti mumwe nemumwe awane gaba rake rejemu rinobva muZimbabwe. Tinotarisa zvinhu zvizhinji, tikakupai mufananidzo wehuku. Huku chaidzo dzatinochengeta muno mabreira ayai. Zimbabwe inoda huku dzinogona kuita 6 million pamwedzi kuti vana veZimbabwe vagone kuwana huku vachidya takasununguka. Asi Zimbabwe iri kukwanisa kungoproducer 2 million huku chete. Tese nemumakoridho nemumakona nana Ivins nana Crest Breeders havasi kugona kuproducer huku dzinosvika pa 6 million pamwedzi wega wega. Saka zvichireva kuti production yedu iri pasi peproduction level inogona kuti tiwane zvinhu zvakafanana nana jemu, zvakafanana nana saladi, zvakafanana nezvinhu zvese zvavari kuti zvakatwa kuti zvisapinde. Uyezve zvinhu izvi zvikasapinda zvinokonzera kuti competitiveness yemaprice itadze kufamba zvakanaka. Ndokupai mufananidzo wecooking oil. Cooking oil payaingotengeswa muZimbabwe kusatwa kubva mamacooking oil anobva kuna South Africa nekuna Botswana, price yecooking oil yanga iri double. Asi nekuda kuti vanhu vakuona kuti dzimwe nyika dzinoproducer dzichitengesa nemutengo uri pasi, vanobva dzosoft maprice avo achidzika pasi, still vachiita profit. Saka ndinoona kuti nyika yedu inongo fast tracker zvinhu, inongo mhanya, haikonsulti, haitsvagurudzi, haiite any research kuti ione kuti zvairi kuita zvichabatsira here mangwana. Vachadzoka zvakare zvinhu zvaakushayika.
Asi ndingoti mubvunzo ndisandatambira hangu vachirumanzo vatonzwa kuti vapa chirongwa vazvorwadza kamubvunzo kadikidiki. Imi muri kuti imi zvimwe zvinhu zviri kutadza kuti zvinge zvichigadzirwa zvichigutsa nyika yese. Zvinhu zvakaita sedovi vazvorwadza, takakura tichingobva nedovi kumusha kana ndava kupinda muguta ndokuirwa dovi. Mungati ringabva futi kunze kwenyika?
Pane zvimwe zvatinogona kuti hazvingabve kunze kwenyika. Asi dambudziko redu nderekuti munoona dovi racho remakambani mahombe ari muno. Vakagadzira dovi avauye vachitipa kuGlenview, avauye vachitipa kuChipinge, avauye vachitipa kuMbare. Vakagadzira dovi vanori kwenenzvera roexportwa nokuti vanenge vachida mari zhinji. Saka tikatarisa zvinhu zvizhinji chaizvo zvinenge zvichiitwa muno muZimbabwe. Mufananidzo wandingakupei wandinoziva iMazoe. Mazoe crash chaiwaye anonzi anogadzirwa muno muZimbabwe. Tinoita nguva yatinotambudzika kuawana, asi ukabuda kuBotswana unoona awana. Ukatenda kana kuLondon chaiko unoona muma news agents Mazoe arimo, asi kuZimbabwe kusina. Saka tikuti isisu zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvibalance. Trade kana ichiitika zvemuno ngava isiwo mitemo yekuti hazvichafanira kubudawo kuti zvinhu zvikwanise kuita sei kubhalansa zvese izvi zvinofanira kuzvitariswe asi zvinotanga kuti zviongororwe vanhu vachiiswa input yavo vanhu vachiiswa zvavanofunga kuti izvi ingabatsire nyika
maita vazvorwadza rambai muri parunhare vachiri mumhanzi tinogamuchirai pachirongwa Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening and welcome to the program. And Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu is a ZANU-PF activist and political commentator. Can you hold on there? Let's go to Mr. Nare first. Mr. Tabak Nare, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Now, tell us about the implications of this import ban in terms of society in general.
Well, you know, when you, in general, I'll speak in general, then I'll be specific to Bulawayo and Matebele.
Yes, very brief, yes.
On paper, when you read the statutory instrument and you see the goods that have been listed, supposedly they are luxury products, they are products that people can do without, but there is a genuine concern from citizens, and the concern is that our industries have limited capacity in terms of production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know some of them are operating at levels of around 30%. Some of the industries have also been trying to install new equipment. So the capacity to produce is not there. I mean, a case in point is cooking oil, which is a basic food item. You know, we know that in the last 2 weeks, actually 2 or 3 weeks, ever since the ban was mooted, the price of cooking oil basically has skyrocketed. And it's a basic commodity for families across Zimbabwe. And we are saying that you can only produce enough cooking oil if our agriculture sector is working well. If we have enough farmers producing soya beans, sunflower, which the local manufacturers can then process into cooking oil.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't addressed issues of production, even at that primary level, you will then not have production in the industry. You will therefore end up having cooking oil, the price is going up. And the issue about the import licenses, to say that it is there, likely again that elites who own these big companies are the ones, again, who are going to get these import licenses, and they will still be able to extract profits out of citizens and make life difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the issues. There are perceptions around availability of food. You know, food is a basic requirement for people. And if you then list these items, even though supposedly they are luxury items, some of them, the perception is that this is going to cut across everything. But specifically for Matabeleland, there are lots of people between Botswana and South Africa who have migrated there, who are working there, and who occasionally send grocery items. And they find it easier to actually send grocery items than money. So the concern now is that you are actually going to starve villagers in Plumtree, in Dombotema, in Gwanda, in Kafusi, villagers who are bearing the brunt of El Nino drought and have no source of food. So that's the thing, that you want to starve people.
Basically,
those are some of the issues that are at play.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nari, and hold on there. I think let's go to Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu, then we get to some callers.
Mr. Chirumanzu, your take on this topic that some are saying it's good, some are saying it's bad for the people.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Do you want me to respond in English or in our mother tongue?
In whichever language you feel you express yourself fully.
Okay. Chirungu, apana kwatinotsitsa. Regani taure nechishona kutinzwisane kuti ndevere ndichangokiya kiya semunhu asinganya dzake kuti gona pandochinzwa nokutaura.
Ndizvozvo.
Dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe nderokuti mapolicies egovernment akanaki asi chatisina ileadership yamacompanies omuZimbabwe. Ndikataure nechirungu vane mercenary attitude. You will find that, honestly speaking, tinga import away rima toothpicks. This defies logic. But here is an individual called an economist for that particular company. Here is an individual called a financial expert running that individual company. And some of these members, they belong to this Chamber of Commerce, Bulawayo Province, Harare Province, and so forth. Now, unoshaya kuti pavanenge vagere vanotaura chini mumameetings avo iyawo. Kuti shuwa as a country, tina maproblems akaita sayawo. Can we spend hard currency tichi importa mvura? Mineral water is if takakura tine mineral water. Saka, at the end of the day, ndopo unozonyatsokuona kuti democracy haishandi. Because ukada kuteerera democracy yacho inotipinza madhaka the way yatiri nasi ino. Ndopo unozoona kuti free enterprise kana capitalism sometimes haishandi kana tina vanhu vakaita saivava. In short, maybe ndo zvandingataura. Now, ukazotarisa kuti shuwa, unoziva kuti cost of production yakakwira, magetsi akakwira. We have been having kariba, wange, and so forth. But the cost of production, this company, yakukwizwa nama packages, a leadership of this company, my chief executive, he or she is prepared to go home monthly, net 25,000. But he or she turns around and says, kuna sweeper, anora, $70. We are not making profit. Saka tinoenda kupi. Saka at the end of the day, unobona kuti it's better timboita command economics. So that maybe tingadzorera munhu back. Because at the end of the day, the very same board iroro, ndorinoenda nerweseri, roti no, isusu we have approved salary yomunhu kuti ahore 60,000, ahore 100,000. Now, it becomes very difficult for the government. Kuti iti no, inimi zvamakabvumira nazviti, legal. No, but this is a way constituted board. So can you see that we are going around and around? Liberalism and okay, imimi tava kushandisa US dollar. Chinda uno importa rauno dao. Instead of these chief executives, okay, how am I going to raise the bar for my company? This year only you put in the kaita ABC and so forth. Vese varkuchema. Ah no, equipment ya truk shandisa, it is so archaic. Take, for example, like Zakata Vanani to one. The evil Wangawari ma pioneers in telecommunication. There comes economics. You have a number one. Munumbuvane research and development department. There's new concepts, new ideas, new software within the communication industry. Vichitika. Manager where research and development anga chiti medica in the world. We have a problem. These people are selfish.
Thank you so much, Mr. Churumanzi. We'll come back to you within the next few minutes. Mm-hmm. So can you summarize exactly what you are saying very briefly?
Well, he was saying the government policies are sound, but the companies or the company leadership, the executives, what they concentrate on is not productive. He gave an example of companies that import toothpicks. Mm-hmm. Bottled water, the mineral water, and some of those things. So he was saying these very people take home something like $20,000-$25,000, and then they turn around to a general hand who gets $70 a month and tell him, we are not making profit. How can you make profit if your policies are not sound enough to bring in profit?
Yes. So now let's get one of the callers. Apostle Medium Dube, are you there on the line?
Yes.
Sikhanyisa ke sindebele baba Dube. Ubona njani kunoku okwenzakalayo kathesi?
Baba Dube, into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi yebo imisetive ezinye ibekele ukusebenza. Bose ngibona kuzakwenzakala.
Ngicela uhambahambe kancane Dube. Dube hambahamba kancane. Asikuzwa Dube, asikuzwa kuhle. Hambahamba kancane usonde sifone.
Ukuthi kuvalelwa umnyango umuntu ongalaludo esitradini ozama ukuthi aphile. Okuzakwenzakala ukuthi kuyaphinda kuvulelwe futhi the deep set i-opportunity yokuthi babe yibo abanama-import licenses balete whatever they want to bring to Zimbabwe. Akusoze kusisize abazokufemsineni ngendlala ngomama labo baba who are ordinary abangalalutho. Imithetho yonke ikhona but kayisebenzi ngoba iyathathwa ngabantu abakupower bayisebenzise to their own advantage. So isihluku lesenziwa ogogo labokhulu especially in the Matabeleland region abadependa ngokudla okuthunyelwa ngabantwana from South Africa, from Botswana, from Namibia and all over. And the imisi leyi asinjumi inkulu kakhulu. Kulezinto ezingamalazari yebo akade zingamiswa. Kodwa ke kulezinye izinto ezingama necessities ezimele zikitshe kuleyo list. Asilandaba le furniture, asilandaba la masofa, asilandaba la fridge for now. But people in Zimbabwe are in need of food, badinga ukudla ukuze ba survive. So I want to urge whoever is in authority who's making these laws to look again and revise the list of the items. Bavumela abantu, how many people are going to be able ukuthola ama import licenses? How much does it cost to get an import license? Ngiyadinga la mali yokuthenga ukudla. Ngithe le mali yokuthenga import license too. Government must think again and they must revise this law.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dube. Apostle Dube in South Africa. There, siyabonga kakhulu. Ngokukhulumileyo ba.
Siyabonga Dube.
Do we have a caller or we need some one or two
maybe
messages?
Maybe you can read some Facebook comments.
Yeah, okay. So there are some comments that are trickling in right now because we are live streaming, but some of them we gathered before coming on the show. So one of them is from Mark, who says, the people of Zimbabwe are too quiet. They don't confront the government head on. And that's why the government is detecting the pace every time. And so they don't listen to anybody. Even at the elections, we tend to vote for them. And then Persuade says, people prefer to buy these basic commodities outside the country because they are cheap as compared to locally available goods. What else do we have?
Terry Dawson, who says, while it may hurt some cross-border traders, it will save more leaving the country and stimulate growth in production of these products locally and create some jobs too. So he's for the statutory instrument. Yeah, he says the traders perhaps can switch to other commodities. Then we have Tinago Maturure Chikara, who says, we have become used to this. Whatever makes people earn a living is banned by the government somewhere, somehow. People were working, they made the companies closed. People try cross-border trading, they ban imports, yet they call themselves a government for the people. Mari Pindirai is saying, God intervene.
And then Thompson Namlilo writes, government priorities are not only upside down, but inside out. This is grossly insensitive to force people to buy mostly South African products in local shops at outrageous prices during these economic hard times. This infringes on basic freedoms of choice and liberty. So let's go to
Tine
our...
Mutereri Ali yes. Parunare. Magadi wa mzuri. Aywa, ndirumpe nyu muri kwa mutare, kuri sei kwa mutare.
Kwa mutare kuri kutono, na chete hasi ziri nani.
Ziri nani. Tinoza hoti gutare mutare, igutara ka simbi sikuwa ninyo zikutengesara na pakatipe wano. Varima mutare, ni wachino tenga ku Mozambique wachizoka wachitengesa. Kana watu wachino hoda wa Mozambique wachizoka wachitengesa mu Zimbabwe. Wamu wanutora kwa Malawi, ni wamu wachora kunyika zaka siyana siyana. Inyairi mudairi mutemo uyu statutory instrument 64 mungaona uchikanganisa zvakadi mararamira anga achita vanhu mamutare
uyu mutemo uyu kana wakada kuti washandise nechisimba handikungoti unorara pawajonga because hapana mapondera atingamboita matikarambidzwa zviro zverudziro
saka sava Adam Muzuri vakazvimirira pari kunzi munonotora license kana muchida kunge muchipinza zvinhu izvozvi munyika ndo zviri kukurudzirwa nehurumende kuti vanofunga kuti vanenge vachida kuramba vachitengesa zvinhu izvi tine ma license hatinokupai munoti
ndio watinoti umbimbindo kama license yokuzogona kutora license yo tinotenga mapurasi acho mari yacho tinoiwana kuti
saka zvii zvamuri kukurudzira zvii zvamuri kukurudzira
halo ndiri kufunga kuti mahumbwa aya ndiyo mahumbwa wajonga because kuti vataure kuti vanovhara makambani angagadzira mafuta emangani angabuda kana kutonziraini rimwe chete aizvo hari kwani
ko panyaya yekuti vanhu vakatanga kutenga zvigadzirwa zvemunyika mabasa anowanda hamuoni here nedivi iro rokuti zvinomutsa mabasa
Ah, wazonga atina chati chao imbali wano walipo bawa pana chao wano muta bawa wazi babasa hacho wano mechini hacho wachina wele ukawoya kuno kwa mtare ukasuka maengu mti kukota tiba jopa uro ura uti hakuna chisambo kama Zimbabwe kuzi ya kapiswa mechini yeze ya yeza zina mapepa wazi wazi kwangu tenze kwa wani kwa itakina zi
Aiwa maita basa maita basa shukuru wa mzuri tanzwao zviri kuitika ku Manicaland kwa Mutare
ndinotenda wone muri farisi nemuri dzangu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs that's a caller from Mutare in Manicaland Mr. Adam Muzori he says I think the government is ill informed on this statutory instrument 64 the banning of imports because that's what many people survive on. And he went on to say, they are saying they will revive companies or by banning these imports, then the companies will try to bring in jobs and all that. He gave an example of Border Timbers. He says all the machines were destroyed at Border Timbers. Just an example. And for cooking oil, he doesn't think that companies can be able to maybe manufacture a line of bottles. I don't know how long a line for bottles will be, but that's an example he gave. But he says, I think that's not a bad idea for the government to do that.
Let's go back to Mr. Zorwadza. Are you still on the line?
Yeah, I am.
Now, are you engaging government on this issue?
We have been in a serious discussion with the Small and Medium Enterprise Ministry and other relevant ministries that feed into what we are discussing today. The biggest challenge that we face in our economy is that our country is in a comatose. And there is no way an economy which is in a comatose can sustain any form of platform, it be employment or production. If we were asked to produce on our own and create relative or equal employment that goes around our production level, we are unable to pay those employees either in the civil sector or private sector. So in other words, our government has just introduced this fast-track process to try and protect personal interests of these big guys who are running companies in Zimbabwe. For example, Choppies, which is now becoming a major chain in the country, is being run by our vice president. We are doubting whether this is being done for the good of the nation or it is being done to protect an interest of a big man. Now, if we look at all these issues around what our government is trying to implement, there is nothing that goes around to protect the poor. They should be looking at a poverty reduction. But in this case, they are actually escalating poverty. They are not even protecting the poor. So how do we then approach an economy which is already ailing, bringing in more trouble, bringing in more pain? So, long and short of it, our government must just wake up, be sensible and sensitive to the plight of the citizenry.
Thank you so much, and hold on there, Mr. Rozwadza. The same applies to Mr. Tabang Nare and Mr. Churumanzu. I wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners, as we'll now be streaming live on our websites and on Facebook. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Baba ntungamiri ncube kona ape South Africa lawe ubambe ecinweni ye jonga
ndini jonga kande miri nchiti aiwa musaenda kure chirongwa chiri kuenderera mberi munotowana live streaming pa Facebook pedu kune vanga vachiteerera pa nepfenyuro aiwa tinoti mangwana tiritese zvakare muchirongwa chimwe chete.